The BSE Sensex declined for a fifth consecutive session on Friday, tumbling by nearly 660 points to drop below the 80,000 level, driven by extensive selling pressure, significant foreign capital outflows, and muted earnings growth. According to PTI, the Sensex fell 662.87 points, or 0.83%, closing at 79,402.29. During the day, it reached an intraday low of 79,137.98, reflecting a deeper plunge of 927.18 points, or 1.15%, and meanwhile, the NSE Nifty mirrored this downward trend, sinking 218.60 points, or 0.90%, to close at 24,180.80. Among the Sensex 30 stocks, IndusInd Bank suffered the most significant hit, plummeting by over 18.5% following its report of a substantial 40% decline in net profit for the September quarter, down to 1,331 crore rupees. This was largely attributed to concerns over the bank's asset quality, dampening investor sentiment. Other major stocks experiencing declines included Mahindra and AMP, Mahindra, Larsen and AMP, Tubro, NTPC, Adani Ports, Tata Steel, Maruti, Bajaj Finance, and Titan, and on the other hand, some blue-chip stocks managed to close on a positive note. ITC gained more than 2%, bolstered by an announcement of a 1.8% rise in its consolidated net profit, reaching 5,054.43 crore rupees for the second quarter ending September 2024. Alongside ITC, Axis Bank, Hindustan Unilever, Sun Pharma, and ICICI Bank also registered gains in Friday's trade, and in terms of trading flows, foreign institutional investors, FIIs, offloaded equities worth 5,062.45 crore rupees on Thursday, reflecting a significant outflow of foreign capital, while domestic institutional investors, DIIs, countered with net purchases totaling 3,620.47 crore rupees, according to exchange data, and market trends in Asia were mixed, with indices in Seoul, Shanghai, and Hong Kong closing higher, while Tokyo ended the day with losses. European equity markets, however, traded in positive territory, and US markets closed mostly higher on Thursday, and oil prices rose slightly, with the global benchmark Brent crude up by 0.42%, trading at $74.69 per barrel. The Indian market remained under pressure as investors exercised caution due to mixed global trends and concerns over domestic earnings, and in the previous session on Thursday, the Sensex experienced a modest dip, losing 16.82 points, or 0.02%, to close at 80,065.16, while the Nifty also fell by 36.10 points, or 0.15%, closing at 24,399.40. The session was marked by volatility as investors navigated through various economic signals and corporate earnings results, and, with inputs from PTI, and